It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Kevin this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So I understand you went on a date with a girl named Alexa, and you went out to dinner, and you were attracted to her. The conversation flowed well, and then after the date, nothing. So let's Monday morning quarterback this a little bit. Where did you go for dinner? Let's start there. Was it a nice place or like a casual place?
Oh, it was a pretty nice place. Not, you know, 5-star fancy meal, but it was pretty nice.
Okay. And like, were you guys drinking? Did anybody get drunk?
We didn't get drunk, but I had a beer with dinner and, you know, she had wine.
Okay.
I don't think there was a problem with dinner.
So what do you guess could be the problem?
When I was driving her home, something happened and I ended up getting pulled over by the police.
Okay.
And you said something happened. What happened?
Well, he claims I ran a red light. I'm pretty sure it was yellow when I was going through.
So it was a driving infraction.
Yeah.
Not like,
I got a ticket.
Okay.
And you think that's probably what it was? Maybe she's just looking for somebody with a clean driving record. Well, here's the good news, Kevin. We've got Alexa sitting on hold. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation. And then we're going to conference you guys together. And we'll see if we can get you a second date. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Kevin's now on hold. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're on the second date update, like you know, and it's Gavin and Katie, and we just got done talking to Kevin, and he told us about your first date. He thinks that the reason why you didn't want a second date, or at least have been not communicating with him really at all after that, is because he got pulled over after the date. Is this an accurate reason?
It's not because he got pulled over per se. I would say that's like 10% accurate. Okay. He did get pulled over, but he did run the red light. Let me be clear. And it's not so much that I've run a red light before, but he was being a total creep to the cop. And then on the way home, kept griping and just being nasty about the whole cop thing and his whole attitude and cops in general. And I did mention at dinner that, like, I come from a family from law enforcement.
Uh-oh.
Like, my dad's a cop. My cousin's a cop. My brother's actually finishing the training with the police academy. So, you know, it was just gross.
Okay. All right. Let's get Kevin back on so he can respond to this. Kevin, you're back on. It's the second date update. You heard Alexa. It wasn't that you got pulled over. It's how you responded to getting pulled over.
Do you think you got crappy with the cop?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I mean, do you regret that?
Right.
Yeah, look, it was a first date. It probably wasn't the best way to respond.
Wait, hold on. Would you have responded like this? Like, take the first date part out. Is this how you would normally just respond to cops if you got pulled over doing something wrong?
I don't think I was that bad about it. You know, I'm obviously not happy about being pulled over. I got a little snippy.
Can you see why that would be a turnoff, especially to somebody whose family is so heavily involved in law enforcement?
I don't remember her saying that during the date. She got, her family was in law enforcement.
Okay, well, even if she didn't, it is true. Ooh. So my question is, can you see why this would be off-putting to her?
Looking from her perspective, yes, I can understand why she wouldn't appreciate that.
Okay.
Alexa, why didn't you say something to him at the time?
Well, one, because I am now concerned for my safety, because this is a first aid situation, and I'm not going to just start putting myself in further danger by arguing with someone who's just now elevated and angry while operating a vehicle. There's just so many other factors. And not to mention, like, you clearly lack listening skills, bro, because I did tell you at dinner. I come from law enforcement, and here we are.
I get what you're saying, why you didn't bring up. That was my male privilege speaking up. Like,
sure.
Didn't even occur to me that, that's a vulnerable position to be in.
The last thing you want to do is pile on and tell a guy who's already angry that he did something else wrong.
Right. Okay, so is there any salvaging this?
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Well, Kevin, we tried. Sorry about that. Is this a learning experience for you?
Yeah, I'll definitely pay attention to what her family does next time.
Okay. Well, as long as we're taking a lesson, not the lesson, but a lesson. All right. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.